How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you so much.
And across the pond, we've got Jarrett.
Hello.
And next time, we got Gage.
Hey.
Yes.
Just taking a milk sip, sorry.
Oh. My favorite part of when you take pauses when we do the intro, because that's usually where I sync up the episodes, is when I can't tell if you're late to intro us, or Jared's late to say hey, or if you're late to say something to me. So it's like trying to find a good balance after
it's
that.
It's a fun game that I like to put you on, like a scavenger hunt. A game of hide and seek, if you will.
That'd be a good segue otherwise.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, wow.
The Deuce Days, of course.
Yeah, the Deuce Days.
It is Tovember 19th.
Toes out.
And it's Have a Bad Day Day.
So sing that song. You had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. Tell me don't know. Tell me don't lie. Make it a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. You break it a while. Dooga boo wow. And a hootie wow. You had a bad day.
This is not
great. For everyone else listening at home or in their cars,
please,
if they think aliens.
Please explain.
Because Ian's singing
the
song.
Right.
Yeah, you're singing the song. Those effects don't come through on the recording.
Oh, no, not at
it.
All.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Oh, they come through on our end.
Losing my mind.
To them, you're just singing the song. To us, it sounded like
an orchestra. Beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Aliens took you.
It's like if a slug could talk if you poured salt on it.
As it was dying.
Yeah.
Whose breath are you sounding
like just then? It took the slug's breath.
Good. You ever suck a slug?
No.
All right.
Tell me about the slugs.
Teach me, slug.
I think that's one of the worst things that happened in the Harry Potter movies is when Ron throws up slugs for like a day and a half.
When I was a kid, I thought slugs were just snails without a house.
They're not?
I don't think they are.
I thought they were.
Is a slug a snail without a house?
Have you seen a snail's shell in the? Well, it's not like a hermit crab, where a hermit crab's like, this is my shell now.
Right.
Because you don't find just those slug shells just sitting around for taking for slugs.
Or
why do
they
need
two
names?
Cans. Sometimes they use cans, right?
Yeah. The whole big ass can.
Snails and slugs are both part of the same class of creatures called gastropods. The most obvious difference between a snail and slug is the fact that snails have a shell. A shell.
How many L's on that one?
How's that typed?
I started to say shell, and I wanted to say snail, and then I went back to shell. I wasn't sure. A shell.
Your brain was like, commit, man. Damn it, stay with it.
A snail's shell is like a home it carries around on its back. Slugs, on the other hand, have no home.
So homeless snails.
It's a urban snail. An urban hermit snail.
So a slug can't be a snail then.
No, but a snail could be a slug.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if it loses the shell.
Mm-hmm. If it gets evicted.
Has a real bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the rent.
One down.
Fuck, I was right my whole life then.
That they're not the same.
They're the same.
Are the same?
I thought that a slug was just a snail without a house.
And then went back to how it used to be. The day's okay.
And that's what they are. It's a snail without a house. It's like a snail that served in World War II, and now the government doesn't actually care about it.
Well, I don't know if World War II is the right
war.
The right war. Maybe
World
Vietnam.
War II. Think about it. Slugs are slimy and wrinkly and gross.
Just like the Nazis.
Just like the old people.
The guy that has more eyes than he does teeth.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do next time I see an old person? Pour salt on them and see if they react like a slug.
That World War II thing would have been another good segue for a later topic. But
burning them up, man.
But we're losing them. I expect a good one when we get there.
It's also International Men's Day.
Rise up. Get your boys out.
We finally get a day for ourselves.
Finally, a men's day. Tired of celebrating all these women's days.
I know.
Every
celebrate
day.
Celebrate days
Jesus.
For everybody, man.
What we need more of is men. Well, we need more.
I don't know if we need more.
Why not?
Maybe see more of them, but I don't know if we need more of them.
We need more opportunities for men.
Dicks on the dance floor?
Dicks on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's guys' night.
Two dicks don't make a baby.
We're feeling right. Well,
so
someone's the baby.
Oh, yeah?
Someone's wearing a diaper.
So good on you, men.
Do you guys get those frozen Carl?
I don't want to answer any of these questions.
No, you know.
Mm. You've heard of it.
You've heard of it. We all know. Maybe it's a frozen Carlos.
I think it's Carl.
Is it Carl?
Well, Gade sounds like he knows now.
This is an Urban Dictionary thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's a game.
Huh.
It's a fun game. Mm.
I've never Okie Cookie?
Not really like Okie Cookie.
That's a Men's Day thing?
That is. That's a Men's Day thing. Frozen Carl is a little different. It's about chasing women off with a frozen stick of chint. And you got to boop her in the head before it melts.
Do we use ice for that?
That's a frozen Carl.
So this takes preparation. Okay.
Yeah, you chint.
Uh-huh.
You put it in the freezer and it freezes. Uh-huh. And then you have to bonk a girl in the noggin before it melts.
Okay.
What happens if it melts?
You lose the
before
game.
You bonk.
The game? Okay.
Well, what's the consequence for losing?
You got your handful of chint.
You got your handful of chint.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah, then you look like a fool.
Oh, okay. Do you not look like a fool when you're trying to swing frozen chint at somebody?
No, it's frozen. It's sterile.
It's like an ice pick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little rock.
You take dirty-ass water, make it into ice. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's pooping out water.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
There's chint in there.
Southern
There's
tea.
There's bird poo in there somewhere.
Alabama tea, sure. You know.
This is not Alabama. This is era capital Z Ona.
Hmm.
Yeah, but what about Alabama tea? Alabama sweet tea.
Again.
Isn't Alabama sweet tea when your brother pees in a cup and you drink it?
Nope.
No? Oh.
I'd rather not go into detail.
Yeah. Wow.
Good day, men.
Be men today.
Good day, guys. Good day.
Push those ladies out the way and rise up in the company.
I tried to say good day, guys, and I said get gay, guys, which kind of works for International Men's Day, I guess.
Yeah. Bro out.
Bro it up.
Bro out. Smoke cigars.
Yeah. Watch Twilight.
Swim cigars?
Smoke cigars.
Big boy movie.
Swim.
Swim
Watch
cigars,
Dirty
too.
Dad. Grandpa.
Which one of you is Dirty Dan?
It's also Equal Opportunity Day.
I am sick of women not getting enough recognition.
Yeah, today's their day.
Equal Opportunity Day, right, guys.
Right, that means we should get much recognition as well.
Equilibrium that we have.
That means, guys, take a step back. Let the other people have equal opportunities.
Does this
today.
Mean I can stand outside of an ATM and when people get money out, I take as much as they do from their account too?
It is an equal opportunity. So if they get $100, they equally have to give you 50 of that. So you
they'll
both
lend
the
you
same.
That.
Right.
Well, I think it's more of like you have the opportunity to steal it.
Okay.
Legally.
Yeah, legally you have the opportunity. Because
you can't you can't get crime to buy it.
Yeah, because it's an equal opportunity. Everybody has the opportunity to steal. It's equal. So now you have that opportunity now.
And in that moment, you're exempt from the crime book, so you're good.
Just for that day, though.
Mm-hmm. Please let me know which ATMs are popular.
Which ones have the sales.
Yeah, check out the star rating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look for which ones have released albums most recently.
Put in your four-digit PIN backwards at the ATM.
Oh. Yeah, that'll call for help, right?
Yeah. That's how you call the police with an ATM.
It's like, oh, 911's coming to the ATM because I typed in this number backwards.
So what if you go to the ATM and you have recently become dyslexic due to a brain injury and you think that your PIN is backwards?
If anyone is listening right now that has this situation, let me know your
information.
Yeah, let
us know what's happening.
And the police will arrest that person.
Just a heads up to everybody, if you're ever getting robbed at ATM, put your PIN in backwards, and the police will get called. Which sounds like it could be really confusing if somebody happens to have the same PIN as yours, but it's backwards.
Right.
What if my PIN is 4 threes?
You still have to do it backwards.
Most banks, I don't think, let you do that.
Yeah, I don't think they let you do that.
Like, I don't think...
It's too common.
At least my bank.
What
if it couldn't be four of the same number?
What if it's 2, 3, 3, 2?
Yeah, like my bank, it couldn't be four of the same number. It couldn't be the same backwards.
That's why, because of this rule. They know this rule.
Yeah, and it couldn't be sequential. Like, I couldn't make it 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's not what I said. Because that's not the same backwards.
Well, no, I know, but like mine, it couldn't be 1, 2, 3, 4. It couldn't be 1, 2, 2, 1.
What if my, what if my pen was Madam I Madam?
Yeah.
What if it is?
What if it was race car?
Oh. Ho.
What if I was born in October of 2001? 10-01. That's what I want it to be.
Well, you can't.
Why?
Because it shouldn't be your birthday
anyway.
Well,
it's equal opportunity today, and I feel like I should have that opportunity to be equal, forwards or backwards.
Unfortunately.
That is fair.
So I guess today I can do it?
No rules. Just you can do whatever anybody else has ever done.
Changing my pin number.
Change your pin, and then at the end of the day, you have to change it back, though.
Change it back, yeah. If I don't show up, they cancel my account and burn my money.
Yeah, because the next day you don't have the opportunity to change it again.
I don't think they would burn your money.
No, they would remove me from Social Security, and I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. They'd steal your security.
I broke the law, Jared. Show
up. That's all it takes.
Broke the law, yeah. Outside of Equal Opportunity Day, if I break the law, I'm going to hell.
Yeah. Get him out. Just move him out of here. Blow bag.
It's also Blow Bagpipes Day.
Have you ever blown a bagpipe?
No.
Have you ever held a bagpipe?
I don't know how.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to hold one.
I think you fill it up like a balloon, and then you release your air back into your mouth, and you whistle at the same time.
I want to say that's not it.
That's probably close.
So the way bagpipes actually work is you eat a ton of beans beforehand, and there's actually a spot that loops back to your butt. You fart into the bagpipe to inflate it, and then you squeeze it while blowing into it to release the air to make noises like the bagpipe sound.
Is it, you know, is it just pipes noise in a bag? Is it why it's bagged pipes?
Yes.
Yo, I bagged these pipes.
So, like, if you went to the store with a Santa Claus sack and you stole 6 flutes, you could have a bagpipe.
You're telling me anything could be a bagpipe?
If it's a bag of pipes, yeah.
Hmm.
If you hollow out a bunch of dildos and put them in a bag, I guess you got bagpipes.
So can you run out of air?
No.
You can put all of your lung air into the bag and pass out. So, yeah.
Do you think you can make a bagpipe out of a lung? Have infinite bagpipe air?
No.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Your lungs have infinite air.
True.
Until you die.
until you don't.
Until you don't. Until you breathe it all out.
Yeah. But then, of course, you die. And then your lungs don't work anymore.
Did you know that if you took your lung and flattened it out and stretched it out, it would be as big as a tennis court?
Don't believe you.
Look it up. That is 100% factual.
Okay.
How would you search that lung tennis court?
I'm on WikiHow for learning how to play a bagpipe.
And a Great Highland bagpipe.
Here we go. The Great Highland bagpipe. The first picture they use for step number one is crazy to me.
Oh no! Hey.
Oh man.
What's happening here?
A crime.
This old man is approaching this young boy behind the school.
It looks like the kid has a mustache too.
Is the sir learning from the Irish boy?
Yeah, who wants to play bagpipes here? I don't know.
Hey, kid, do you know the bagpipe? Can you teach me? That looks like a flute.
It's a recorder.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking vibing out. Hipster.
He's fucking stoned. Okay.
That's not a bagpipe. Bag yet.
That's a recorder. Here we go. What?
You have to find a bag, and Jared was right. You got to plug flutes into it.
Damn it!
I told you.
You plug, yeah. So they do just put flutes and recorders, dude.
Look at it.
You could just find any like Walmart bag, tie it up, and then stab it with a flute. This is horseshit. Oh, it's over.
Wait, it says something about getting frustrated.
Yeah.
Is he looking at a spider? Is he thinking about a spider?
He's playing guitar. He's playing guitar.
I know why you're confused.
That does look like a spider. He's confused because he's holding a fucking guitar while he tries to learn bagpipes.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This isn't bagpipes. There's no bag or pipes.
There's no bag or... I've got a fat set of pipes. You put
get
in
a better
bag.
Haircut.
Ian was fucking right about the goddamn lung thing. I'm pissed.
Is it? The tennis court
thing? I'm smart.
How the fuck dumb is that, bro?
Holy
how the
fuck shit, dumb? I'm smart.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm practically a scientist, if you think about it.
At this point.
Tell me more science things, Ian.
So what you're telling me is I could take somebody's lungs out, I could flatten them out, and I could wrap myself up in their lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, then I'd have infinite fucking air.
I think that's what Death Stranding's Jesus about.
Jesus
Christ.
I'd have infinite air.
Infinite air. And that's the goal.
Yeah. Sorry if you're using headphones and I slammed my phone on the ground.
Yeah, it didn't look good on the recorder here.
But, fuck.
If you if you took your small intestine and straightened it all out, it would be 20 feet long.
Dog, that's yeah, I get that. That I believe that. I learned that in school. I didn't learn the other part. I don't like it.
Well, your long intestine is about 5 feet long.
That's the one.
Any more science facts, Ian?
I had a conversation. Well, not really a conversation. Basically, I just said she was dumb. With a woman on Facebook about THC. That was cool.
Yeah.
She was like, THC is the healing power and CBD doesn't do anything. It's fake. And I was just like, she's just plain dumb. Because she was.
There's a lot of those on Facebook.
Yeah, a lot of wrong people.
Well, yeah, and just a lot of dumb.
Do you guys
also?
Do you guys want to hear another science fact?
I was going to ask you a science question.
Go ahead.
If I do a handstand and look at the sun for an hour, what will happen to me?
Your whole world will get flipped, turned upside down, and you'd like to take a minute to sit right there and tell us how you became the Prince of Bel-Air.
Hmm. Okay. I'll take it.
So does that mean you'll do it or not?
I've thought about it for a long time, Kyle. I won't lie. I feel like I could just get up and do it. You know?
Right.
Don't hold back anymore. I think 2020 is going to be the year of doing.
That was weird.
Huh? Are we already doing a... No, we're not doing a slogan yet. We can't do a slogan.
No.
Slogan for what?
Next year.
Oh, wait. I wasn't here.
Yeah. We heard you get up.
Yeah.
The food knocked out the door to make sure that my sister was getting it.
Let's finish these days, please.
It is also camp day.
Pitch tents.
Pitch tents on men's day. Equal opportunity tents out.
You have an opportunity to pitch a tent. Do it.
Wear your tightest pants and just try and stretch them.
There you go.
Impress the people at work.
Scare them almost.
Not too much.
Hey, let me ask you something.
No.
It's men's day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're stoned up in public, where do you put it?
What is it?
Down the leg, up the waistband.
When your pee-pee is...
Waistband.
Or like what to do, like where to go, like where to hop.
Yeah. Waistband. Yeah, I need an adult. I need a bagpipe instructor.
Yeah, you waistband it, or if you're wearing briefs, like boxer briefs, you know, compression style, you can just kind of tuck it and it's fine.
Yeah, I tuck it. I don't do the waistband
thing.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Here's right a really good tip.
I don't have that issue very often, though.
Because it'll take the blood away from your peeper. And then
what if I think too much about my peeper and flex that?
Oh.
Well, you already have blood in that, so you need to flex like your arm or something, or your legs, and then...
But then I'll just look so... I'll look so good flexing my arms and...
You can't have both, Gabe.
This tent pitched.
No. I refuse.
Okay. I'll send you a picture.
Please do. I'd like to learn from this as a scientist.
Okay.
As a man of science.
What's next? What's next day?
It's also Play Monopoly Day.
Monopoly's kind of dumb.
Don't. Please
I hate
don't.
That game.
This game's very bad.
I love Monopoly.
But if you were to play the game, what's your go-to Monopoly piece?
The hat.
I take the thimble.
Why?
Because no one cares about it.
Why the hat?
Here's a hot take.
Yeah.
You put the hat on the thimble.
What about the shoe?
That's cheating.
Race card.
But... the dog.
I don't like
take the dog.
Car.
The sweet pup.
Well, they updated the race car, right? It's the Tesla now or something.
Ooh.
It's a better looking car.
I liked the candlestick.
Oh. What about
or
the
wrench?
Niche?
Or the wrench. Don't wanna be your monkey wrench. That song just got stuck in my head. Thanks, Kyle.
It's awesome.
Happy birthday, Dave Grohl.
Happy birthday. Rest in peace.
It's also toilet day.
Sure.
I can search by dish name.
No. Stop listening.
What would you like?
Why? No.
Toilet day, just like this podcast.
Stop. Just Alexa, just shut up. Stop it.
How did that happen, Gage?
I don't. I have no idea.
You said rest in peace.
No, Alexa.
Alexa, kill yourself. Say it.
I'm surrounded by computers.
There's two. They're both. They were both.
Three. I have the G home now.
The G doesn't. It's not going to talk to you if you say the A word. The other two will.
What A word?
But if you tell them to cut them to kill themselves,
I'm afraid to talk at all.
You said rest in peace, and they were all like, what? Who died?
They're like, revolting. Do we need a new owner? We need to find a new home.
Take a shit today.
Yeah, toilet day.
I'm sorry, chint.
You know what? Here's what you don't do. Don't spend extra time in the bathroom today.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Gage.
Give your toilet a break.
No.
That's where I like to spend and think. That's where I pitch the most tents. What do you want from me? You want to pitch tents, or you want me to give my toilet a break?
I want you to try and find a way to do both. Go outside for a long time.
There is a sink. It's damaged, but there's a sink.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
And that is it for the Deej Days.
Cool.
So, I was surfing the news web, and I came across a very nice story of this woman in Colorado Springs.
Shout out
to you, Clara.
Is she listening?
What? She might be listening. Shout out to you, Clara.
She downloads but doesn't listen.
Yeah. So she has a daycare, and she's licensed to hold 6 children. And
at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. So it's she's the guidance counselor of the daycare. And she can have 6 kids within the daycare at one time. So someone places a wellness check on the kids, and the cops go. And there's no kids there.
Oh.
And they're like, ma'am, we need you to cooperate. And she says, no, I will not.
Equal opportunity.
It's my opportunity not to. And so they couldn't see any kids, but boy, could they hear them. they heard these kids, and they were like, what the F is going on? And sure as goddamn Jesus has feet, there's a false wall leading straight down to the basement where 26 children were found, all under Jesus. The age of 3.
Wow.
What?
So
that's way more than 6.
Was she intentionally hoarding children, or was she licensed for 6 and just like, yeah, fuck that. I'm getting paid for 30.
I think she was she is guaranteed licensed for 6, but I think she was just hoarding babies to get extra money. I mean, it's a good opportunity.
So she wasn't like stealing kids and hiding them in her basement. She was just like, yeah, I can babysit your kid. Yeah, you too.
Yeah, I can also babysit kids yours. Over the house.
Okay.
I like that, like, we hear kids trapped in a basement. We go automatically, she's stealing kids.
Yeah.
And they're never going home.
Kid thief.
When I first saw the headline, I thought they were dead.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Well, that's like, probably her defense. Is like, the opposite of what we said, where it's like, well, I wasn't, like, doing anything wrong. I didn't steal the kids. They're getting the kids are going home.
Yeah.
I just have more than I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
That's so fucking wild, though, dude. Could you imagine just being like, oh, cops are coming, kids, just get in the wall.
Come on.
Let's play a game,
cops
get in the wall.
Are coming now.
It's the hide-and-seek door.
Yeah.
You're all in the same spot.
Yeah, you all are hiding in the basement. You keep your goddamn mouth shut, please. And
I'm going to count to 6,000.
And if the blue guys find you, you're fucking fired.
Yeah, you get canned.
So what
you're
I don't
kicked out.
So what I don't understand is, so she was licensed for 6.
Uh-huh.
Why not just pick the best actors and be like, hey, let's talk to the cops or
you
whatever.
You think she was having
need.
Auditions for kids under 3 to cooperate with police?
Yes.
I don't know.
Should have. That would have been a better idea.
It or at least been, have them out somewhere.
It would have been a good idea to grab 6 kids
yeah.
and keep them up top and be like, yeah, these are the kids I'm babysitting.
Yeah, the plant. The ones that like throw off the scent. Like, oh, see, it's not so bad. These 6 kids are fine. I just won't show you the other 20 I have in this house somewhere.
I didn't say that out loud, though.
I feel like I have to mention that, you know, people change, right? After time, everybody, you know, they make mistakes, they change. Sometimes you have plenty of time. In the 90s, Clara was caught with 44 kids in a false wall.
Oh, okay. And so she's getting better.
She's learning. She's dropping the numbers, okay? She didn't get caught last time with 26. She got caught with 44, so she didn't make the same mistake again.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm...
Fool me once.
Fool me twice. Fool me chicken soup and rice.
What I'm hearing is Clara, is that she is, like, really, like, a good carpenter, like a good home makeover person.
Oh, she's a great homeowner.
Right, because she is just making all these false walls. Like, when growing up, what do you want in your house?
I want
trap doors.
Yeah, exactly.
Secret doors.
Yeah.
Right. Clara's living out a dream, and she's just hoarding kids.
She's got all the features.
What's so wrong with that? She's trying to show cool clubhouses to children.
And the cops done took them away from them.
The cops just don't like fun, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you know, first state to legalize weed, and this happens.
Mm-hmm. And I bet this isn't...
You know, I bet they'll be the first state to legalize hiding kids in a false wall in your house, too.
What I'm gathering, or I'm going to take it... I'm going to take a stroll here. Walk
hey,
with me.
Pitch a tent with this.
The news site you got this story from probably left out the fact that Clara had some sweet toys down there.
Probably.
Oh, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And it was cool to hang out down there, and the kids liked it.
The kids were having a blast.
I do have some quotes from the parents.
She's the cheapest babysitter in town.
This was not a play area. This was a dungeon. We're just sick, one parent told the people. The other person said, I'm really hoping nothing more nefarious has been going on, and that, in fact, it is an overcrowding issue, which is bad enough as it is. And the last person, Miss Clara seems like such a nice person, and she's always been so accommodating, and perhaps she has a hard time saying no. I don't know. I'm just going to have to chalk it up to that.
Pretty she's
accepting
misunderstood.
Parent, if you ask
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that parent was pretty cool about her kid being locked in a dungeon basement. So when these kids go to public school and they're in a room with 25 other kids, do you think they're going to count off the heads and be like, oh, fuck, 26, again, in the room, teacher, and they're going to call the cops?
Or do you think that they're down there, like, sizing people up? They're like,
oh, yeah, they're totally fighting.
26, all right, I can handle this. I've been here before.
Maybe that's what Clara's doing. Clara's getting in
preparing
on our idea. She's stealing our idea of fighting five-year-olds.
Yeah, and they were 2 years away from the cutoff. And they're like, all right, we have 2 years to train.
She's training the motherfuckers,
right,
bro.
Right, and she's going to release them out because what she's doing is Michael Vicking this thing right now. Making the best five-year-old kid fighter she can to find people like us who want to fight five-year-old kids for sport. And those kids are going to take our fucking lunch money.
They're going to make us lick the white dog shit.
Yeah. Totally. Those kids absolutely would. Clara is a fucking pro.
It's not our first rodeo. What are those kids from the 90s doing? I would like to know what they're
well,
up
one,
to.
Their experiences. One is, you might recognize him, Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
You know? It doesn't, wow. Just wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, another one, Michael Cera. They're not all winners.
How?
Yeah, they don't all get out right.
I didn't know they were the same age.
Yeah, same age. You'd be fooled.
I like to think that if they had to have been three in the 90s, so they would have to be our age. Right?
Yeah.
So like Emma
Shark
Stone.
Boy,
Shark Boy,
okay,
Lava Girl.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What if the whole cast of Twilight?
This Kristen is how Malcolm Stewart. Middle lost his memory.
Well, it is International Men's Day, and what's more manly than Twilight?
Yeah,
we need to talk about this at one point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good on you, Clara. Keep it up. Keep fighting the good.
Absolutely. Well,
fighting those numbers. Yep. Well, don't
get a bigger license.
Don't fight these kids.
And if you're listening, I expect all 26 of those kids to have their own iTunes account where they can download our podcast and subscribe. Thank you for subscribing. Rate 5 stars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, Clara.
Thank you, Clara.
Thank you for your service.
Rip and spaghetti.
So is that what time it is? No hide and seek from the sack zone. We're going to go and talk about football.
Okay.
Touchdown! Gage, why?
Yeah,
you always look so upset with me.
Because I expect greatness from this, and man, I've been disappointed each week.
Look, you're expecting way too much out of me, for one.
Uh-huh.
We've been doing this podcast for long enough that you should know well and good to not expect much out of me. So, Gage,
yeah,
you're still really good at the sack zone.
I know.
35 and 15.
I'm good with these sacks.
Kyle, mm-hmm. you're actually pretty good, too. Catching up. 33 and 17. You're only two games back.
We're good sack boys.
Yep.
Ian's there, and then I'm also there.
I
want to
know
so
where.
For this week, the games we have, Ian's 29 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
I am 27 and 23.
Why are you always last? You're so bad at this.
So
you could even cheat. We wouldn't know.
I have. So what I've done.
What if he does?
He still gets it wrong.
I've realized that I have an awful tendency of picking who I want to win the games and not who I think will actually win the games.
It's taken how long?
It's only taken 2 years.
He's still picking against the spread.
Yeah, like, so, for an idiot, like some dum-dum, I, last week, picked the Bears to beat the Rams. Why I would have done that, I don't know. Because I wanted the Bears to win.
Didn't they win?
I don't know. I don't know if that game's over. Is that game over? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Last week?
It's the games that are on now.
Which were...
Because we're like a week.
Who are the Rams? Oh, the Bears played Lions last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, like, they did that thing. And I don't know if that game is over or not. I don't fucking pay attention to sports.
The second quarter.
Listen, Ian, Colts, Texans.
Texans?
Okay. Kyle, Colts, Texans.
Colts.
Okay. Jarrett, Colts, Texans. Texans. Ian, Gage.
I'm going to say.
Colts, Texans.
The Texans also.
Okay. Ian? Okay, Kyle?
Yes?
Are you picking for them?
Packers at 49ers, Ian.
Who's at home?
Packers at 49ers, Ian. At
the Niners.
49ers.
Yeah, I'll take the Niners.
Four. Kyle, Packers at 49ers.
Packers.
Oh. Jarrett, you picking the 49ers. Gage?
I'm going to take the Packers.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Ian?
Just for you, Kyle.
Ravens at Rams.
I'll take the Ravens.
What was that?
He said the Ravens.
Okay.
Smart
Kyle? Ryan.
I will take the Ravens as well.
Okay, we're all taking the Ravens then.
We're all taking the Ravens.
I'll just put big Ravens there.
Yeah, boy.
Seahawks at...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can just write Ravens.
Just draw one.
And our... Fuck, goddamn it. Right,
put a bird emoji. A joke.
Ian.
Oh!
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Is there a Raven emoji?
I don't think Again, that's funny for us, but no one knows that it sounded like a crow. And it's Brandon Lee was yelling in a cave.
Fuck.
Forget.
Yep.
Dead.
Seahawks at Eagles. Ian?
Eagles.
Kyle, Seahawks at Eagles.
Eagles.
Oh, God bless it. Jarrett, pick the Seahawks. Gage?
I'm taking the Seahawks. Are you okay?
Oh, no. My back hurts really bad.
You should get chiropracted.
Lay down on the ground for a long time.
I should.
I went recently. It was amazing.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. I might have to.
Did you find that place on...
For some reason...
Did you get that doctor on RubMaps?
Hold on. Fucking... Ian, you picked the Eagles, right?
I can't answer. Yes.
He did.
Okay. Ian, Jaguars at Titans.
Jags.
Kyle?
Jags.
Wow. Jarrett, Titans. Jage?
I'm taking the Titans.
Titans. Okay.
They're both not great.
Yeah.
That's very good. We're almost done. We're like three quarters of the way through the season.
What happened to your voice?
Yeah. Don't,
what?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think you get bored with your own segment, so you start doing accents sometimes.
I get bored with my own voice often. So, let's get out of here. It's done sports. No sports anymore.
Touchdown!
Kyle is silenced.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting to see.
Wait for the scroll.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't remember your own shit.
It wasn't his.
You don't remember Ian's, Jarrett's idea shit.
Thank you, Jarrett. So, Disney Plus has come out.
Yes.
Boo.
Boo. Do you guys have Disney Plus? And if so,
sure do.
Why or why not?
I have Disney Plus, and I think it's fucking awesome. And here's why it's awesome. Because it's Disney.
Yep.
I like Disney. And I'm not afraid to say it.
Well, I like Disney.
And I don't care.
Well, I'll say howdy.
I'll say it for a long time. Disney's cool. And you know what else is cool? The Simpsons are cool. I forgot how funny the goddamn Simpsons used to be.
Still have never seen an episode.
Still in existence.
I was watching Treehouse of Horror episodes. I think season 6 is where I was left off. And it is really fucking funny when all those advertisements come to life.
Yep.
I love that one. Just at least Kyle knows what I'm talking about. I think it's a cool service. I'm glad I've got it. I forgot how awesome Emperor's New Groove is. That movie is legitimately funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that there was a sequel.
I have not watched it.
Video, I think.
I imagine most Disney sequels are, though, like Aladdin 2, Cinderella 2.
Wait, which one?
Return of Jafar.
Aladdin 2 and Aladdin 3 are different.
Prince of Thieves, I don't think was.
Was that 2 or was that 3?
I think that's 2.
Return of Jafar?
Return of Jafar is 2.
Is it?
And Prince of Thieves is 3.
What the fuck?
I thought it was the other way around.
Because they're already married at the end of 1. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck.
There's a Lion King 2 where Simba's got a kid, and there's also like a Scar's kid, and they're like, they make fun of Scar's kid or something for being Scar's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or he looks like him. Yeah. And then I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which is still fucking awesome.
Shit, I haven't seen that yet.
It's so good. That movie's great. Holds up super well. Disney Plus is a great service. And it's cheaper than Netflix. It's cool. I haven't seen the second episode of The Mandalorian yet.
Though. Oh my god.
What
you
the fuck?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I need to. I'll probably watch it after this or before bed. Well, Watchmen's tonight also, so I gotta watch a lot of things. Who else has Disney Plus?
Me.
I don't.
Oh, before we move on to one of you guys, remember how I told you guys last week that I was accidentally racist because of the movie Brink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went back and watched it. Her blood's not as purple as I remember it being.
Really?
And everybody thought I was just stupid last night at this little Friendsgiving thing. Because I told that story again, and they're like, well, luckily we have Disney Plus on our phones. I was like, cool, we can see it again now. So they fact-checked me right there, and I was like, listen, 8-year-old Gage on a standard definition TV saw purple blood, all right? I'm sticking with it. 40. My eyes were stupid.
That was after he had a stroke and peed on himself in the bathroom.
It was a tough day.
So, The Mandalorian is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Ian,
yeah,
you say have you not watched it?
I will not.
You will not watch The Mandalorian.
The clones are dead. Ian doesn't care about Star Wars.
Is that what you're saying?
I refuse to watch anything other than episode 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Don't spoil episode 2.
I'm not spoiling anything that's not already in episode 1. And it's not really spoiling.
What?
They found a baby Yoda.
It's not really spoiling. I'm 100% convinced that they, when creating The Mandalorian, said, we already have everybody that likes Star Wars. But how do we get their girlfriends to also like Star Wars? And somebody said, baby Yoda!
More dick.
And well, so they put a little baby Yoda in there.
Shirtless Jedi.
And now everybody's obsessed with it.
I would think somebody showed up to set with like a Yoda puppet was going,
Yeah. And they were like, yo, let's use it.
Over and over again. They're like, yeah, perfect. Put it in the fucking crib.
Baby Yoda is fucking flawless, bro. I know it's not Baby Yoda. I know that it is not Yoda.
Can we come up with a name for this thing?
For goddamn sake. The child.
I feel like Ian might have a good one.
Oh, yeah. Ian, what's the name for a Baby Yoda?
Hmm.
He's got it. Here it comes.
When I first heard about it, I called it Yodelay Hee Hoo, just because I thought that was clever.
Damn, that would have been really cool for us to hear.
Yeah, you cut out as soon as you were explaining that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
it's almost like you were censored.
When I first heard it, I called it Yodelay Hee Hoo.
Oh, okay.
I do like that.
That's because I thought that was funny. But I haven't been paying attention to any of the Mandalorian stuff, so I have not been thinking about it. if I'm being completely honest.
Can we call it Randy?
Randy.
What if you call it Adoy?
Adoy.
It's Yoda backwards.
I like Adoy.
Adoy. Yeah, I don't hate it.
But I want the points for that because I came up with Randy.
Well, why? What?
Thank you,
Kyle. Because Randy's cool.
Adoy. I get the points. Doy.
All right, now you guys. You guys talk about us. Disney Plus.
I've watched Disney so many Plus. Disney movies already. It's not even funny.
Really?
I watched Brave today.
Why not? I've never seen it.
It's a good movie. Brave's actually a pretty good movie.
Ian, why don't you want Disney Plus?
I just don't care.
Okay, that's fair.
Ian's holding on so much to his wildly unpopular take of Star Wars Episode 1 being good that he doesn't want to watch anything else ever.
It's on there, though. You can watch it on there.
I am waiting for the Netflix Nickelodeon conjointment, because I'm going to watch this shit.
You say that like we're not also going to get that. I still have Netflix. Damn,
Drake don't we have Josh? Don't we have like years before that happens?
Probably.
Give me Drake and Josh.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess technically they've already agreed to it.
Also,
so, I mean,
Fairly
Odd Parents. They just put old shows on
there. They could put the old stuff on there at any point now, at this point, I guess.
Do you ever find yourself walking around and see a pink and green thing together and you're just like, I see you, Cosmo, Wanda?
Not a single time.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, all the time.
Every time.
Especially if Apple Blossom. I know it's them.
We use Solo Cups here, and they are purple and green, and every single time I see them, I'm like, cool.
That's Cosmo and Wando.
Weren't those characters on the show?
Give me the Sponged Bob.
Are you going to see that new movie?
No, fuck no.
Okay. SpongeBob.
So, pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I have a sense of that.
There was a word there that almost came out when you said you started Nickelodeon and then you said no.
Wait, what happened? You guys cut it.
Because you said you were trying to say Nickelodeon and he asked you that question. You were like, Nicka, no?
That's going to be a new Nickelodeon show. Kel Mitchell's coming back for so Nicka, no.
Oh, they're back. Dude, Nickelodeon was so much better than Disney.
So that's the thing. I was a Nickelodeon kid as a child. So like now I'm getting a chance to see like the Disney movies I didn't have growing up. I don't care about the Disney Channel movies as much because I think they're all trash.
Whoa. That was the only redeeming thing that Disney Johnny's had.
The only Disney movie that I can think of is Xenon, and that's it.
Xenon, Phantom of the Megaplex, Johnny Tsunami. You had
they're
Brink,
all on there,
which we all talked about. Yeah, I know, but Gabe said that he didn't really care for the movies. There's so many good movies on there.
I've weirdly found a way for Ian to defend something he doesn't have yet. I'm gonna try and like psycho reverse him into having this.
Nickelodeon or die, homie.
Yeah, I was a Nickelodeon kid too because I really liked the Rugrats and I really liked Doug and I really like Hey Arnold and Angry Beavers, of course.
Wasn't there an episode where Doug Funny cummed?
Is that when he can't get tickets to the Beats or when he does get tickets to the Beats?
I don't remember. I feel like there was an episode that was very controversial when he cummed.
That's why they call her Patty Mayonnaise.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I wish that Cartoon Network would get on board with this shit. I want to see The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
I didn't like that show.
And Dexter's Lab.
Courage.
I did like those two shows. I think I liked less Cartoon Network. Well, maybe that's not true. It really, if you could give me a streaming service that was just Johnny Bravo on repeat, I would buy that.
That'd be hard.
Pretty sure Boomerang has an app somewhere.
Do they?
I don't know. Almost positive Johnny Bravo was on Netflix or Hulu at some point.
What?
Almost positive.
What about Space Ghost? Coast to Coast. I think that's just on the Adult Swim thing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I can just watch any of them whenever I want. And the Brack Show.
Oh, shit. This changes everything.
Oh, my God, the Brack Show. Holy shit.
Great show.
Hulu has a Cartoon Network channel.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh.
God damn.
Is the Brav on there?
I think they rotate stuff.
Johnny Bravo? Well,
like Netflix, basically?
Well, like... They had, I swear they had, Hulu had Cartoon Network stuff. It looks like they do. But, like, for a while they had like Johnny Bravo and they had a couple other things, but then like 2 or 3 months later I went back and those were not there, but they were replaced by other shows. So I don't know, but I yeah, it was there at some point at least.
They have the original Teen Titans on there. Damn. Oh, yeah, Johnny Bravo's on there.
Oh, shit.
Cow and
what
Chicken.
What do I need to buy for this?
Cow and Chicken.
Camp Lazlo, Samurai okay. Jack. Code Samurai Lyoko. Jack's cool.
Oh, the other shit your naming's not.
Zoids?
Ed, Edd n Eddy? No.
Damn it.
Kyle's out.
Wait, is that what this is? Oh, there's no there's no Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Dumb show.
That's a good show.
No. I didn't like most Cartoon Network stuff.
You're probably a fucking degen. Well, you were racist as a kid. Maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, I was. I couldn't do it. They had black in their logo.
It was a race issue. The white Calm down, Jared. And the black N.
Yeah, I was like, they can't together. Touch. Why are they? They're so close to each other.
Why are they bouncing around all happy?
Yeah, they shouldn't be like that.
That's sinning.
Did you guys ever play the Cartoon Network games, like, on CartoonNetwork.com?
There was one. There was one that I played. I would still play it today if it was still on there. I don't know if it is or not. And I'm freaking out now that I'm remembering it. It's all coming back to me right now.
Uh-huh.
The game where you walk around the summer resort and you find all the stuff for all the characters and you beat up a giant robot and stuff, mm-hmm. and you play tennis and things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That game I played all the fucking time.
So they used to have, like, it's like, hard to explain it now, but, like, you could earn, like, cards.
Yeah, you could earn the little character stickers and the cards and things, and they came out with the marketplace and
like
stuff.
There were different rarities of each one, and like you know, you'd always try to get, and they had the little fucking pinball machine where you drop the ball and it fucking goes down and you try to land it in like the rare one and
Plinko
you get a
machine.
Like a Plinko machine but a little different, but
all right, well fuck me then.
Well, yes, but it's like an upside down pinball machine that you play like a Plinko machine, mm-hmm. Dude, I played the shit out of that, and then like, sometime last year or the year before, I somehow remembered my Cartoon Network login, and I got really excited about it. And that's part due to the fact that I've had the same email address since I was, like, fucking old enough to use a computer.
Okay.
It's gone. They don't have, like, the little stickers or anything anymore.
You
can't look at
gone.
All the ones you used to have. I got super bummed.
Yeah.
I was really upset about
but
it.
But that was a game I played a lot, and then, like, one day I just didn't.
Yeah.
And I just didn't go back to it. But I do remember that. And I remember trying to have all of them because I wanted to have the rare ones because you could log in on different days and get the rare ones.
Yeah.
You could watch different TV shows and get that if you logged in during that time. You could trade for things. I wanted the Space Ghost ones, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember all of that. But you said something that reminded me of a question I wanted to ask you guys. Do you guys remember your first, like, screen names?
Yeah.
Gaming or...
Oh, yeah, I remember mine.
Like AOL and all that?
My AOL screen name was just jhot34.
Okay.
And that's my... That's also my email.
So and that's nothing also, cool.
It's also been my email forever.
I've only had my first, three screen names.
My first Xbox gamer tag... So, this requires a bit of context.
Okay.
In Halo, like, when you would play, like, local co-op or, like, local multiplayer... It would give you a name. Like, you, it would give you, like, a little tag or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was playing one day, and it gave me Noodle. And I thought it was funny.
Of course.
So, I would always pick Noodle. And then, so when I finally got Xbox Live, I was like, oh, fuck, I want to be Noodle. Because, you know, I'm an idiot, and I don't understand that you're competing with millions of people for usernames now. And so I type in Noodle, and it's like, this is taken. Here's some suggestions. So I click on the first one, because I just want to start playing. My name was Backhand Noodle.
Okay.
And, you know, being high school aged, you know, Noodle being, you know, dick shaped.
Dicks.
And Backhand, you know, being like, you know. So now I've got people asking if I'm giving hand jobs over my shoulder. Because, like,
that's backhand. Impressive.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of my time until I was able to change my name.
Defending that.
Being like,
giving hand jobs. Yeah, you got to live up to the name.
Just giving hand jobs over my shoulders, man. At least I never had to look him in the eye, right?
Ian, what were you saying? What was you have had one?
I've had three, and I'd recently changed to my third one. Okay. So, my first tag was Muskrat 641.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was, me and my friends would play games, and we all were animals. And I would, like, sprint around the map and, like go, like, fucking, like, really sporadic with my movement with, like, a shotgun and stuff, and just run around and shoot shit with shotguns. And, like, and so, like, I was, like, really darty, like a muskrat. And then we had, like, gazelle.
Classic muskrat.
Fox, yeah. And things like that. And then I started playing video games with Jarrett, and I fell for a prank. And it was, what comes first, the kickoff or the toying cost? And I said, it's the toying cost. And they asked me like 3 or 4 times, and I kept on saying, it's the toying cost. And so I changed my gamer tag to toying cost once it got explained to me. And then recently...
It's like a punishment.
Yeah, so and that was 6 or 7 years ago. And so
yeah, that was quite a while ago.
That's what I am known as, is toying cost. But now I've changed it to Yonkadong. Well, I guess I had 4. It was Yonkadong, but it was spelled with an A. It was like Yankadong. And people thought it was Yank. And so people would call me Yanka. And so I changed it to Y-O. Now it's Yonka. And that was because of a funny video that Kyle showed me, where the guy asked questions, and instead of saying Donkey Kong, called him Yonkadong. And so that's my gamer tag now.
I dig it.
I do.
I like them.
Well, I do have a new one that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah? You're workshopping it?
I am, actually. I'm using it in the Melee community. It's a Quantum Dad.
Nice.
And that one has absolutely no story, because I logged into my Dolphin and my player name was Quantum Dad. And I was like, well, that's it.
Yeah, mine now was not even it was not even given by myself. It was given by somebody else. Because my gamer tags and my usernames for pretty much everything for a while was JHotSauce, which also was given to me from somebody else, because I'm not creative enough to think of things on my own.
We understand.
So my names were, my last name obviously plays into it. So I was JHot34, and then somebody called me JHotSauce one day. I was like, oh, I like that. So I started changing everything to that. And then somebody called me Texas Pete Hot Sauce Man once, because my name was JHotSauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, that's cool.
Yeah.
So so now my gamer tag, Texas Pete PhD. Here's a fun fact. I have a friend in New Jersey who found Texas Pete Hot Sauce just recently and sent me a picture of it and said, oh, I see you're branching out. You got your own hot sauce now. I was like, you know that's been a thing for like years and years and years. He goes, what?
That's
the bit.
Yeah, you got to keep going with it.
No. But he had no idea that this was like a legitimate thing that's been around for years. He thought it might have been just like a local thing
brand that
he found at a store up there.
Okay.
But he had no idea that it was like actually like a big,
big fucking
hot
deal sauce
brand.
Is he a fucking idiot?
A national chain.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude.
You should fucking Frozen Carl him.
Kyle?
I had the Kyle Broflovsky for a while.
I like it.
After high school, because that's the kid from South Park who...
Stan from South Park.
Yeah.
yes.
Because in high school, people thought I was Jewish because my name was Kyle. So I'm like, yeah, well, that's my
what?
Name now.
Really? That's yeah, why? I'm just Jewish. Because your name was Kyle?
Yep.
That's you fine. Went to some anti-Semite high school.
Well, yeah. That's Sharando for you. So.
That's the Jewish
kid.
He
went to Sharando.
Shamando.
And then I think I've been using Chunk Tusk for a while.
Oh, okay. You had one.
I like
then.
Chunk Tusk
what
a
was,
lot.
What was that one?
You don't remember it? Huh. Kyle Kilgannon?
Oh, yeah, that was PSN. But that was like I'm thinking like Twitter handles.
I've always
like,
wondered what that name was from.
It's a Coheed thing.
Kyle Kilgannon.
Oh, see,
yeah.
Now see, here, I thought the whole time was because you hate Ganon from the Legend of Zelda
series.
Yeah,
it was the Legend of Zelda thing.
It's a character in the whole Coheed thing.
Kilgannon?
Yeah.
It's like Kyle's brother saw Kyle Kilgannon
in
the Legend of Zelda. He's like, you did it! Kyle Kilgannon! It just fucking,
it's like,
yeah,
it's like
that's me! I'm Kyle Kilgannon!
It stuck.
Yeah.
Well, neat.
Yep.
Ugh. I guess I could go.
It's your turn.
Only if I want to. I don't really want to. My first one was Crazed Raven, because my friend started like a Warcraft 3 clan, and I was like, I want to be in that. And they're like, okay, you have to have a name that starts with Crazed and is an animal. I was like, okay. I like Ravens.
Hard choice.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard choice. So it's Crazy Raven. And then it's been that for a really long time. That's like my first email still. And then it changed when Xbox Live came out. I was DC Chief because I liked Master Chief a lot. And we live close to DC. I was like, that's fine. But a lot of people thought it said chef. So like they would always ask me if I was a chef. And I'd be like, no.
People ask me all the time if I have a PhD. And I know they're being sarcastic, but it happens a lot.
You should start saying yes.
It frustrates me. So sometimes I say yes.
Just start saying yes. Live it. And then it changed to Space Ghost something, or it's Space Ghost
online? I think it was Space Ghost after another one.
Yeah, it was after another one.
Starts with D?
Drink Drano.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. That was my favorite gauge one.
I don't even remember how that one came up, but I was like, cool, Drink Drano. And everyone's like, that's his, fucking gnarly.
And
like,
his gamer picture was a fucking jug of Drano for a long time.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Perfect. That was me. And then I was It's Space Ghost, and I was like, that doesn't really fit. So I changed it to Birdman because people throughout high school called me Birdman. So I was like, there you go. That's more me. Not as interesting, I guess. I didn't kill Ganon or anything.
Or get called a hot sauce man.
Yeah.
The PhD I did add on my own. That was my creative touch.
He's like, it's not good enough.
It's not good enough.
Go ahead and add Esquire in there.
Yeah.
Hey, ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. PhD Esquire?
I do have Texas Pete P or Texas Pete MD as well. I capitalized on it, took them all. DDS, OBGYN, the whole fucking medical community. Let me try that. Hold on.
No, I like what you said.
Community. Let me try that one last time real quick.
Kyle, did you talk about Disney Plus, or did we just start talking about bullshit?
You just started talking about bullshit. Okay.
Well, we did talk about it a bit.
Well, he didn't.
Who had it?
Kyle didn't talk about it. We got to Ian, and this just shut him down.
Oh, wait,
Kyle, talk to me.
Come up with that? How did we get?
You know, who knows?
That was my fault.
I did buy
Cartoon Network.
Yeah,
that's why. Right. That's how it was.
Yeah. So I bought Disney Plus first day. I wasn't intending to, but I'm like, you know what? I can watch Star Wars, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So, watched Aladdin first day. First movie I watched was Aladdin.
The new one or the old one?
The old one.
Is the new one on there?
Huh. If it was, I wouldn't watch it.
Oh, another Should reason why it. I don't have Disney Plus is because Spider-Man isn't on it. Because it's owned by Sony.
They got the animated show on there.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
There's other Spider-Man.
Yeah, but not our sweet son, Toby.
Well, he's on Netflix for... Just have you noticed that Spider-Man 3 is on Netflix and none other one?
Yeah, it's the best one. That's
so weird.
It's the only one that Sony would let them have.
They're like, this is our best one. Let's share it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Spider-Man is in Disney Plus. He's on Avengers.
He is on Avengers. So, good on him. Well, he's dead for most of the movie, but whatever.
Is he? Like, did they just like wheel him around? Oh, okay.
The carry around is dust.
He's dead. Yeah. He dies at the end of Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War's not on there, though.
Oh, really?
It's on Netflix.
It's not on there yet. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's on there then, and you just can't watch it.
Yeah, it doesn't come there until June 25th.
So. I clicked it. Or I saw it, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. Yep. Disney Plus is cool. I like Disney Plus a lot. Nope. The Muppets are on there. I mean, come on. Jeff Goldblum's got a show on there.
I saw that. And I saw Lady on the Tramp was on there, too. And I'm like, nobody's watching this fucking show at all.
There's two things I want to watch and I want to recommend to people. There's the Empire of Dreams documentary about making the first original trilogy of Star Wars. And apparently that's fucking dope. Also, there's a documentary called Free Solo about the guy who climbs fucking mountains like crazy with just his hands. And he's like the best in the world at it. Apparently that's nerve-wracking as hell and makes you really, like, on edge.
I'm good.
You know why he's the best in the world at it is because everyone the people that dead. Suck at it died.
So, I recommend those. But don't watch High School Musical.
Don't.
Or the new show, High School Musical show, that they rebooted.
Yeah.
High School Musical, the musical, the series?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Hmm. I also watched Hercules.
I watched Mandalorian the day on Tuesday that it came out. I downloaded Disney Plus and immediately watched it. Then I watched Inhumans, the Marvel show.
Okay.
That got canceled. It deserved.
I didn't even know it was on there.
Deserved to get canceled. Pretty fucking awful. And I've watched some Disney movies. I watched Brave. I watched fucking the other Disney movie.
There's only a few.
Yeah,
it's got a bird in it.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Was Herbie in it?
Fuck, I watched. But
the Love Bug.
That's all on there too. Yeah,
I know. So is Don Knotts. There's a movie called Gus. Don Knotts has a horse or something. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Like from the 50s or whatever.
Yeah, it's old. Well, that's all I got. Yeah, I don't know if you want to keep talking about Disney Plus or not.
I hate Disney. That's right, I said it.
I'm sorry, Ian.
Fuck Disney.
Fuck you.
I just want, if Disney, now that I have this, if Disney could just keep buying everything and just put it on this program, I'd be okay.
Right?
Yeah. Totally okay with that. I don't care about Monopoly.
You know what I was mad about?
What?
The fucking Mighty Ducks.
It's not good.
The shittiest movie.
All of them. Because there's more than one, right?
Mighty Ducks, Mighty Suck.
Yeah, and the cartoon show is not even a rap movie. It's about aliens fighting ducks or something. They're like space.
Give me
ducks.
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles is on there, and it's fucking sick, bro.
And Darkwing Duck. Yeah.
And Darkwing Duck.
I don't know what Darkwing Duck is.
A better duck.
Yeah, the best duck.
It's like Batman for ducks.
I don't buy it.
You're not.
Exactly.
You're not on the streaming service.
Kyle bought it. Go sleep in Kyle's bed with him and watch Darkwing Duck.
So here's the thing with that.
you guys have done this already.
Gage. I have a Vizio TV, and it won't stream on my TV. Mm. I have to buy a separate Chromecast to stream it on my TV, which is
wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, because it's like an old version.
Oh.
So it's a fun thing.
But it works on my Roku.
Get a Roku.
Yeah, Black Friday's coming up. Get a Roku.
We're going to buy a new TV.
There you go. Get a Roku TV.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, we're running long, and we could just save mine for another day.
Well, it's International Men's Day.
Yeah.
It's understandable. So, running long.
Yeah, run along is what we do today. Run long out there.
You have the opportunity to run
boys.
Long.
Celebrate your boys.
No longer boys. They're men.
Watch Twilight, like I said.
Boys to men.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So, just find us. We're out here. Just look for
just
us.
Just find us. Please, God, find us.
Please, God, we're in a fucking trap door in a basement.
I don't know where we're at anymore.
Let us Clara.
The false wall by Clara, yeah. Yeah, so we're on Facebook, iTunes, Spotify. You know the deal. We're not on Disney Plus, thank fuck.
Not yet.
That would be crazy if we were, though.
You said people ask you what chef is and everything?
Yeah.
Dumb fucking people.
They probably had Disney Plus and everything.
Yeah, they were probably Disney kids. Fucking Hannah Montana looking. Fuck, I swear to God. Ooh.
They better not.
Thank you, chef. Stay Golden. And if you don't know what Stay Golden's from, read a fucking book. God. I'm just on edge today, guys. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry we have to end on a sour note. Sorry everyone has to hear this. But they did it to you, so.
They did. It's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
And do it for Johnny.